Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh my goodness. Yes, it's here. Happy Friday, my friends. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. It is 6:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm going to eat pumpkin bread all day.
I already got into it, so I don't have enough in here for you to last all day.
Pumpkin bread. Oh, it's a week from tomorrow before the pumpkin patch officially opens on 39th Avenue with the pumpkins, the stuff for the kids, the little train ride, all the proceeds go to buy a pumpkin, feed a child.
Yes. I was going through some pictures last night, and it was kind of funny, things are popping up. And a couple of them were us at the pumpkin patch like 5 years ago. Taking pictures, and we took the van down, remember, right in the middle of the pumpkin patch, and it's like, wow, that has flown by.
Well, yeah, it sure has, and already here we are a year later, and the Black Tie Blue Jeans barbecue, the annual one, is tonight. We'll have tickets to give away, one more chance sometime this morning between now and 10. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez is going to be there speaking there. And the food is always awesome, and you're rubbing elbows with other like-minded folks. It's always fun. I've never not had a good time there. So there might still be some tickets available at the door, and because I haven't heard otherwise. Usually it does sell out, but they always have a couple of individual tickets kind of too. So, if you want to go ahead and go or win tickets.
Yeah.
But it's at Legacy Park in the beautiful city of Alachua. And it is tonight. And is it 5 or 6? I can't remember.
I think doors open at 5:30 maybe. Okay. I'll take a look at that.
Greg will be there super early.
I'll be there at 3.
The schmoozing starts early. Oh, speaking of which.
Yes.
Well, let me tell, first of all, terrible fire, Cedar Key, bunch of businesses burned. That's probably one of your top local stories, even though it's Cedar Key. But, that's a destination for so many of us, and we feel for that. And everybody's got good memories out there. And Steamers was one of them, apparently. It may not have burned to the ground, but heavily damaged. Maybe it is gone completely. I don't know. We'll get an update on that, but that's awful. But on a lighter note, Greg, you had a nice turnout for the folks with the brand new opening of the Campus Credit.
Oh, yeah. Campus USA opened the new one there on 39th Ave, there at Publix near I-75. It was packed. I mean, it was. When everybody kind of went back inside, because we did the official ribbon cutting, of course, the head ball coach was there, and he was part of that. And the Jerry, the president of Campus USA. And so, yeah, but when everybody went in, it was like full. I mean, we just filled up the new location. They're going to need a bigger one already.
That's awesome.
Feels great.
Was there a lot of people asking about me?
Oh, everybody. Everybody.
Here's your $5. We're even now. No, that's great.
But
I'm glad you had that kind of turnout.
A lot of familiar faces. You know, it was good.
Now, my understanding was there was a big turnout for the Smalls Sliders.
Oh,
you know,
the
brand new location in Ocala. That was also huge.
I saw people posted about it. I'm like, hey, they were. I jumped in. Yeah, they are yummy. I can tell you that.
Yeah, when we talked about them, it's like they're not. They're not as small as something else we would call sliders.
No, they're a little substantial.
Yeah,
that's
beefier.
The word. Yeah,
yeah, because you know, I'm like, when Janet was going to bring us some, I'm like, you probably bring me 20 for me.
Yeah, just to get started.
No, they're actually substantial. I couldn't slam as many sliders as I thought I could.
No.
But they were awesome.
They were.
And anyway, so the place is open now, and they're open every day from like 10:30 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow. It's a lot of burger time.
It is,
you gotta
indeed.
Love that.
But yeah, the top story, unfortunately, is the whole Cedar Key thing.
Yeah.
Big fire. And, if you think about it, look at all the wood structures that are there. And I don't know where the closest fire station is. I know that folks responded from all over. Levy County had some help on that one, and I don't know how much it helped. It's sad. It's tragic. It's a place where many of us have great memories. I took my mom out there. I knew her favorite was clam chowder. So we enjoyed a bowl of clam chowder.
It's funny
together.
You say that, because I picked up a can of their stuff last night for dinner.
Tony's?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interesting.
I actually wasn't at Tony's. I was at the restaurant that this one got knocked down in earlier hurricanes. It's been gone for a while now. But anyway, the whole idea, Cedar Key, and so many memories. But look, hopefully it'll come back better.
Yeah.
I think Chuck Clemens already posted, like, Cedar Key Strong.
I can see him doing that.
I could.
Yeah, so they had about 50 firefighters around Levy County, Citrus County, Dixie County sent folks in, so they were really all trying to help out.
Wow. That's your top sad story of the day for sure. And then, did you hear? Elon Musk. I never realized what a threat that he could be.
You're using the word threat?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that gets people shot at when you use the word threat.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like a threat to democracy kind of thing, you know.
The U.S. Secret Service is reportedly probing Elon Musk's X post, pointing out that no one is trying to assassinate President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris following two attempted assassinations on Donald Trump. Musk later deleted his post, claiming it was a joke. I don't know that I would use the term it was a joke.
Sarcasm.
Maybe he's not familiar, but you have to be very careful about making any kind of cracks that could be seen as wanting to hurt a sitting president, for instance.
And I get that. But seriously, the Secret Service have nothing else to do right now with their reputation being what it is and the really lousy job they're doing lately. They're going to, investigate a comment, an off-the-cuff comment, by one of the most visible, rich men in the entire world that everybody knows. It's almost like Trump. I mean, listen, you say Elon Musk, everybody in the world knows who he is. And you're really going to spend time investigating his comment? Really?
It is a waste of time.
Absolutely.
It is silly.
It is.
I mean, for them to get the report, hey, this was posted on X. He has a lot of followers. Oh, yeah, well, that's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And he's not telling anybody to. He's going, isn't it ironic or isn't it,
right.
You know, no one's trying to shoot at them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably not the smartest thing ever, but to investigate it when we still don't know about a guy who actually killed a man.
Yeah.
Who is seated near President Trump and actually shot former President Trump in the face. But we don't know all the details on that.
So maybe we take those people investigating Musk and put them on this case.
You know what?
Just a thought.
It's a great idea.
That's
you could probably work with Musk, making government more efficient.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? He's
That is a big irony.
He's subject
right
number one that, yes. Oh, my gosh.
You just wonder.
So after the second attempt on Trump, he's still getting like 95% negative coverage in the media.
Are we surprised, really?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, no.
Lady Gaga's dad in the news.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's a positive, I think.
Oh, so he didn't do something weird or wrong or something like that?
No, he did something very good and right.
Really?
Yes. Stick around.
I will.
Plenty of show ahead, Greg.
I'll hang out in here and wait to see what you got.
Let's have a good time. It is Friday.
Yes.
The weekend is here. The Gators are playing Mississippi State up there, and that's a noon game tomorrow. Oh, by the way, Jets and Aaron Rodgers looked fantastic, and they whooped up on the Pats 24-3. So, Aaron, that's what they were chanting last night. It is 6:16. And you can get us on the podcast, the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!